always take chances. Continuously take chances. Continuously be courageous, because there's always greater on the other side of your try.
On the next Be the Model, we introduce Hall of Famer and All-American athlete, author, mindset coach, motivational speaker, businesswoman and entrepreneur, the unstoppable, remarkable, LaShawn G. Today on Be the Model Atlanta, we're here with a very special guest, Hall of Famer and All-American athlete, mindset coach, and the author of The Jump That Counts, Miss LaShawn G. How you doing today, LaShawn?
I am well. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
I'm all right. Atlanta been treating us pretty well. We like the atmosphere. We love the city, the nightlife. Everything's been going good.
Awesome. You know what? I'll be honest and say this. You probably have gotten more nightlife than I have, because I moved here during COVID I haven't felt as comfortable going out yet, but I'm getting there.
Okay. So we have a track star, long jump and hurdles champion, 21-time district champion, 14-time regional champion, All-State 97 through 99, All-American in 1999. And much more. Wow, you have a lot of accomplishments.
You dug, didn't you? Well, you didn't have to dig too much, but you did your research. I appreciate that. Yes, I was definitely blessed in that gift and talent of track and field. And it's been a part of my life for most of my life.
Okay. So go on and start off and tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us who you are. How'd you get into the sports life, into the mindset coaching? Give us a little backstory about how it all got started.
Yeah, so basically, I was peer pressured into sports. Like most of us in our middle school age years, we want to, you know, be a part and we want to feel like we're doing what the crowd is doing. I really wasn't one to do what the crowd was doing, though, which is why I was peer pressured. So when track season came around, my eighth grade year, all of my friends, they knew that I was a great athlete because of field day, right? When you're young, you participate in those little activities. And
field day.
Finally, I said, after pleading, I said, fine, I'll come out, I'll run, I'll compete. And that was the start of something very, very special for me. My coach realized something in me. I realized something in me. My teammates realized something in me. And it just stuck. And so I was able to earn great accolades in high school and even in college. But the biggest blessing for me from that was honestly earning my full ride to go to college. So that is what got me to North Carolina. I'm originally from Virginia, but that track and field got me to North Carolina. I lived in North Carolina for 21 years. Okay. And then I moved to Atlanta last summer. And in between that 21 years, coaching, teaching, marriage, divorce, more coaching, a lot happened. And so I am just at a place now where discipline and mindset has been activated so much. And that's really what got me into this passion of what I do now.
Okay. So when you were in high school, I mean, how was that? Was there anything particular that motivated you to get into sports? And was it hard? I mean, I know a lot of other people out here watching, they might have kids in high school who are trying to get scholarships of their own. So what would you say to someone who's trying to get to how you got, you know, a full ride or got into college? What motivation can you give them today?
Yeah, so I know for me, my family was not sports. They didn't do sports. They were not sport inclined. I just happened to have this gift that I was able to really nurture. And my parents nurtured it. My coaches nurtured it. And I think one main thing that stuck out for me was that I didn't start sports when I was three. A lot of kids now are starting sports when they're very, very young, and they get burnt out by the time they get to high school.
Gotcha.
And then they get to high school and they really don't want to do the sport anymore, even if they're really good. I was blessed in that I was able to just be a kid when I was a kid. And then when I wanted to compete, I was ready to compete and I was ready to give my all. So one piece of advice that I would give to parents is let your kids be kids. You know, that might be my personal opinion, but I believe it. I don't have any children of my own yet, but I know that when I do, I'm going to let my kids be kids. And if they want to try things, we can try things, but to push them into something, I just don't think that's healthy. Allowing them to choose gives them the opportunity to really focus in on what they like versus what the parent or what someone else might want them to do. So, you know, my kids, everyone might think, oh, LaShawn's going to have kids and they're going to be track stars. But what if they don't want to do track? Okay. Am I going to push them into that? No. You know, if they want to dance, if they want to do gymnastics, if they want to do karate, if they want to, do ride horses, I don't know. I want them to be able to choose. I want them to be at choice. And I think that's something that young people and adults alike can benefit from, is being at choice and really having that mindset to empower themselves to use that choice for their own benefit.
And can you tell us a little bit about your college years when you were actually doing track, I mean, in college, getting these awards? How were those times, and what is it you remember most, or what was like fond memories basically around that time?
My favorite times I'll use track and field in general because it was high school, college, and then some post-collegiate.
Okay.
But what I remember the most and the best from track and field in high school and college was the camaraderie.
Okay.
My team, I feel like my teams were the best teams because we were a family. You know, there are some teams that you see them on competition day, you might train together, but you don't really have a relationship outside of what you do. We had a relationship outside of the track. When we left the track, we still communicated. I have some of my closest friends I still have from track and field from high school. And some of my best friends are from track and field in high school and in college. So that is a part that I appreciated. In addition to that, you know, I really can say that I had coaches who poured into us, especially my high school coach. He is the one who wanted to get me to, and my teammates, to big meets, to get us exposed, because we were from a small town. He did everything he could, and he made sure that if we were going to compete well, and if we wanted to compete with big dogs, then he was going to find a way to get us there. And then, so by the time we all got to college, the majority of us had scholarships into college. We competed all throughout our 4 years and were very successful in our own right. Those are the memories that I have, is that nurturing, that camaraderie, because if you're going to be around these people for day in and day out, you might want to get used to them, get to know them, outside of just what they do, get to know who they are.
So mindset coach, how'd you get into it? What is it for those who doesn't know? And, you know, go and dive into that a little bit for us.
Mindset coaching. Well, I started mindset coaching through personal training. I started my business in 2015 under a fitness and wellness brand, and it was great. I got great successes from my clients. I didn't have a problem training them. I was a track coach. I had tons and tons of championships from my student athletes at the high school level and the college level. And I think my biggest aha was the fact that not only was I was getting through to them from the physical side, but even more so, I was equipping them mentally.
Okay.
So I was equipping them to get through those practices when it hurt the most. I was getting them to get it when I wanted them to warm up and have a routine that worked for them.
Got you.
I definitely feel like they helped me to hone in on what this discipline and mindset coaching is, because learning from them, seeing them grow up, because I have now it's, you know, I have student athletes who are in their 30s, which is crazy to me. But that's, you know, that is the space I get to see them flourish. Gotcha. You know, I get to see that how I have impacted their lives. And so outside of training, loved it. Absolutely loved it. I still do it, actually. I still do personal training on the side. And I think what I love more is the fact that the discipline part, the mindset part, that when I can get here, you can do anything. When I can get you to unlock what's up here, then you can do anything. And that's where I get my spark.
Wow. That's great. That's great. You're helping out people, helping out athletes, former athletes. That's wonderful.
Yes.
And speaking about helping people out and seeing what you do, we know you have a book out, The Jump That Counts. Go on and tell us a little bit about this book. What's inside of it? Like, what do we expect to read when we purchase this new book of yours?
So The Jump That Counts, it's called The Jump That Counts, Embracing Discipline So You Can Win at What Matters. Okay. I wrote this book, and I probably can say this about a lot of authors, soon-to-be authors, those who dream of writing a book. I've been wanting to write this book for over 10 years. Okay. So when I wrote the book in 2019, at the beginning of 2019, I've been wanting to write a book for about 10, 12 years.
Okay.
But I didn't know what it was going to be about. I didn't know, you know, who's going to read this.
Yeah.
But what I learned in writing this book is that all of us have a story. All of us have a space in time where there was something that happened, an event or events that happened that we have gotten through and overcome. And if we pay attention, there's a pattern of lessons that each of us goes through and each of us experiences all the time. That's where this book comes from.
Nice.
I have had various accounts in my life where discipline has been activated either in my life or those closest to me. Like in the first chapter, I talk about how my parents adopted, they had two of their own children, but they adopted my twin brother and I before we were one. And so that's all the family we know. Yeah. But for someone to do that at that, you know, at that age where both of us needed a lot of attention and TLC, that was a display of discipline that is unmatched.
Gotcha.
So the book is different accounts of my life where I have either endured great trial or achieved great accolades. And I share how, when activating discipline, how I've either been able to garner those accomplishments and receive those well, or I've been able to get through a lot of trials. One of the main trials that I do talk about, and I talk about the young stuff too, you know, the puppy love and the dating and that type stuff. But I also talk about my marriage and divorce.
Okay.
And it was something that, for all intents and purposes, people thought that it was going to be that wouldn't happen to me.
Yeah.
And when it did, it rocked my world. And I know a lot of people around me were very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a part of my life that I can honestly say brought me back to my spirituality, my relationship with God. It helped me to tap into my power. It helped me tap into my resilience and my perseverance. And it really showed me a level of patience that I didn't even realize I had, a level of strength that I didn't realize I had, and just the gumption to keep going. Because a lot of people could crumble in that situation. But it was a blessing. Was it something that I wanted? No. But on the other side of it, best thing that could have happened, because it taught me so much. And there's always greater on the other side of trials, always.
Yeah, I think trials help us to be greater. They push us to our greater self. You know, when you get knocked down, when you realize you didn't pick the right path, it kind of like motivates you a lot of times to become even greater than you were before. And if you could go back 10 years ago and give your younger self advice on life, on love, on business, what advice would you give her?
That is a great, great question. What would I tell my younger self on life, love, and business? So I would even go back. I mean, you know, if we're talking 10 years, I would even go back 20 years, okay. You know, to when, you know, dating was different, when technology was hella different. I would tell my younger self in life to always take chances, continuously take chances, continuously be courageous, because there's always greater on the other side of your try.
Got you.
Always greater on the other side of your try. So keep trying, keep being courageous, keep jumping. I would tell my younger self about love to always be open and always see every event, every experience as neutral. It is what it is, you know? Express yourself in the way that is most authentic to you, and you will always attract that is for you. And anything that's not for you, you won't even have to do anything. It will make itself exit stage left. And then in business is a wide open spree for everyone. It is a shopping spree for everyone. It is limitless. Take chances, bet on yourself, and invest in yourself. Because you cannot go further
definitely
without investing in yourself, whether that's time, whether that's resources, whether that's energy.
Gotcha.
Always be open to the investment. Always be willing to and willing to sacrifice so that you can invest.
Exactly. Got you. And where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? What will LG, LaShawn G, be doing?
The next 5 to 10 years, it's crazy because I don't even know if I said this before. You know, I'm 40 years old. So you're talking, oh my gosh, where am I going to be between 40 and 50? And I feel like I just started living, okay. You know, without kids. I do have a partner. We're not married. And yet I feel like even after all of I've accomplished, even after all that I've experienced, I am just getting started.
Yeah.
In the next 5 to 10 years, though, I hope, I pray, I write, I manifest that I will be married, you know, a healthy, wonderful marriage, beautiful child or children, whatever God decides to bless me with. I will have a thriving business. So my business is in consulting, speaking, and coaching. I think that for me, being able to continuously impact, being able to continuously build legacy for my children and my family is so important. And I just want to be able to continuously focus on what matters and continuously cut the fluff, because I feel like we all have so much fluff in our lives these days, right?
Yeah,
so many distractions. And I just really want to continuously focus on what and who matters to me.
Yeah, that's right. It's about what and who matters.
That's right.
And in a political aspect, dealing with racial injustice, how do you feel racially in the United States? Is it do we still have it a harder time being black as a black woman or a black man becoming successful? And if so, how do we get over it as a mindset coach? How would you tell a young black woman, a young black man, you know, how to get through things if there is racial discrimination?
I will say this. Do I believe it can change? I believe it can change. I also believe it's going to take a very long time. You know, we can only make our drop in the water, but that ripple effect is really what matters.
Gotcha.
So if we continuously make our drop in the water, we continuously impact the way that we can impact best. I think black men, black women, people of color will always prevail. Always. I think what's been going on, but now what is now being amplified because of technology,
mm-hmm.
the reason it's still so rampant is because those drops, those little drops that people make in the water,
yeah.
become less and less because of fear. I think it becomes less and less because we don't believe. And that's one thing we cannot stop doing. I mean, think about kids. Kids believe in everything that you tell them. So as long as you keep believing, you keep having courage. As long as you keep believing, you keep taking action. As long as you keep believing, that discipline that's already instilled in us, I'm not teaching anything that's brand new, right? Nothing that any of us teaches and shares is brand new. It's always a recreation of the wheel. You know, yeah. It's just in our own way, just in my own voice. I believe that when we activate that discipline that is already inside of us and we keep taking that action and we keep believing that, one, we're worth whatever it is we want, and two, whatever that is that's out there, it's worth us having. When we focus on that and we take action to make that happen every day, consistently, regularly, and it's making positive impact in your life and other people's life, I think we're unstoppable. I think Black people are amazing and unstoppable and the most creative people on this planet. That's my personal opinion.
Nice, nice. I think
you know,
so too.
I think we're amazingly creative. And if we continuously tap into that and just believe that with that talent that we have, we're able to create greatness, there's nothing we can't do.
Got you. And what advice would you give a young girl trying to follow in your footsteps? They see you as a motivational speaker. They see you as a role model, and they're trying to follow your path. What advice would you give to them?
Affirm yourself daily, number one. I mean, from a young child, affirm yourself daily. And if you haven't been keen or aware of affirming yourself as a young person and you're, you know, 15, 16, 18, 27, 32, and you haven't, start today. That's something that we can all do, is start affirming yourself that you are a child of God, that you are created in greatness, that you are here and meant to create greatness in other people's lives. You're here to impact. You're here to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a person who is all about serving.
Gotcha.
I want to make sure that I am doing my part to impact people positively. And someone who wants to follow me should want to do that same thing. They should want to be here and be of service to people, because that's how we get fed. That's how we fuel ourselves up. Take care of yourself. There's nothing more great than a great walk. People think you have to do it all to have this amazingly healthy, fit body. If you get out of your bed and you spend 10 minutes to yourself, taking care of yourself physically, moving, getting out, breathing fresh air, that will add years to your life, years to your life.
Got you. And what would you like your legacy to be? Legacy of LaShawn G. How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as someone who always gave, who always tried, who was always authentic and added to their lives.
Gotcha.
In whatever way that is. I want someone to say, she impacted me in this way positively.
Okay.
And I always had a smile on my face, even when it was, you know, the frown was, you know, in the way of a frown.
Yeah.
I could always turn it upside down.
Gotcha. Got to keep smiling.
That's right.
And final question. What does Be the Model mean to you?
I love this question. And I've heard your podcasts, you know, and I've watched and I've listened, and I did not prepare something, you know, poignant to say, but being the model means being yourself.
Okay.
You know, we think that being this model citizen is something that's cookie cutter. Being a model, being a role model, is something that you have to fit into a box and be. But being the model really just means being your most authentic self and allowing that to shine.
Gotcha.
Because when you do that, you're able to give more of you, you're able to leave your mark, and you're able to thrive in the way that you are supposed to thrive.
Wow, perfect answer.
Thank
so
you.
Tell all those who's watching, where can they follow you? Where can they find you? Where can they message you, you know, and find out, maybe they want to join Mindset Coaching and follow you on Instagram, Facebook. Let us know which outlets can they reach you at.
Yeah, so you can find me everywhere on social media at DLG. It's spelled T-H-E-E-L-L-E-G-E-E. And that's literally just my first initial and last name. So I just decided to be a little creative and spell it out.
LG.
But I'm on Instagram at DLG underscore. I'm also on Twitter at DLG underscore. And you can find me at my website, TheLG.com. Everything is all spelled out. You can purchase my book there in hard copy and on digital, as a digital copy, and on Amazon. And if you're interested in discipline and mindset coaching, which I call discipline therapy or discipline group therapy, I will work one-on-one, but I really love working in groups. I really love when people have a team that they can be accountable with. So I do discipline group therapy, and you can find that information on my website as well.
Okay. So don't forget to follow LaShawn G, contactor for Mindset Coaching. Don't forget to purchase her new book, The Jump That Counts. There's a lot of motivational great stuff in the book. We want to thank you again for joining us here on Be The Model. We really appreciate you. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell. Be great. Be unique. Be yourself. And be the model. All right, how was that?
That was dope. That was really dope.